A word for you from 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. There is a war being waged for our hearts. This war began in the Garden of Eden, and it will continue until the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This is a conflict between good and evil, between light and darkness, between righteousness and wickedness, between holiness and perversity. It is a conflict between the Word of God and the world. Genesis 3:15 shows that it's a conflict between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. This is a conflict between Christ and Satan. This is a true world war, because every area and every aspect of life are actually battlegrounds. The culture, the governments, the courtrooms, the hospitals, universities, schools, the marketplaces, and the entertainment industry, our homes and our families, our hearts and our minds, that is the battlefield. Retreat or escape is not an option, because we can neither leave this world that we live in, nor can we leave our body, which is the tabernacle for our soul. Some people, however, have tried to isolate themselves from the world in a quest to become more spiritual. After centuries of furious persecution, when a Roman Empire attempted to exterminate the Christian faith, the Roman Empire itself surrendered to Christianity. Many Christians apparently did not want to know about newfound freedom of religion. They didn't know what to do, and they sought to become spiritual martyrs, and they isolated themselves from the world like hermits. Antonius was one of those first of these ascetics who sold all his possessions and distributed the money to the poor, secluding himself from the world. He first lived in a tomb, later in a cave on a mountain. Twice a year, friends brought him food. He drank nothing but water. He decided not to comb or cut his hair or take a bath except once a year before Easter. Antonius lived until he was 106 years old. Now, another example of these seeking super spiritual status was Simeon, who in the 4th century tried to live a life of true spirituality, isolated. And yet, despite living in a pillar, he could not avoid the sin in his own heart. The Apostle Paul warned that such things which seem to have an appearance of spirituality are actually worthless self-deception. False humility, which vainly puff up by fleshly mind. We need to not love the world, but he who does the will of the Father abides forever.